The word on the street is that SAA business rescue practitioners have finally drafted a business rescue plan for the airliner. If approved by the government, this apparently could cost around 21 billion rand. This information comes from a leaked document purportedly compiled by the BRPs and released to creditors, employees and the Department of Public Enterprises for consultation. Only yesterday, President Ramaphosa indicated that he was excited around the future of SAA and even Eskom, saying that work was being done to get the utility on a better footing. When it comes to SAA, the question is, what will be different? Will the airliner be sustainable and not need further government bailouts? This move will likely raise rating agency eyebrows. Then on top of that, there is the economy. Some additional 8 million people have gone back to work today, and the bulk of schools will be opening for learning on the 8th of June. How must the country manage this transition? Well, to share his thoughts, I'm joined on the line by Professor Raymond Parsons. He's from the Northwest University Business School. Thank you so much, Professor Parsons. So the DPE has pushed to extinguish the old SAA, which will also mean retrenchments. But then there's a plan to start something new. And finally, the business rescue practitioners have proposed a plan. But all of this is going to be at a cost to the taxpayer. Your thoughts?
Yes, good evening, Nombu. Look, I think it's like a bad penny. The South African Airways keeps turning up with new proposals. And I think what's important, if we to look at them objectively, we've got to see them in the wider context, as you've indicated, of where South Africa now finds itself, and whether these decisions about the embattled airline, where they fit into South Africa's economic and strategic interests at the moment. That particular total amount of financing, which is now required if we to create a new airline, it's very significant.
Yes.
And we'll need to test it against South Africa's new overarching fiscal, affordability. So what's the good news? Well, the good news is these remain draft proposals, as you've indicated. They still have to be widely consulted. And I hope that the standing committee in Parliament, which is charged with these issues, will also have a look at these proposals. That's the good news.
Yeah.
The bad news is that it comes at a time when South Africa needs to recover from the coronavirus. You already heard what the previous speaker said, and I share those sentiments.
Yeah.
So we'll be looking for new levers to boost our economy. So we've got to ask ourselves, is the 21 billion the best way to invest in the post-COVID South Africa? I think that's an important question, and it has a number of aspects which I think are important to all of us.
Indeed. Look, the fiscus is under massive pressure, as you've just mentioned, and we know the thoughts of someone like Finance Minister Tito Mboweni about the worthiness of maintaining a state airliner. Do you think National Treasury is going to fight this issue, or it's a question that is an issue that they really don't have much of a choice, given the seeming political will to make this happen?
Well, I think the important point, one must also understand and always understand that the National Treasury is the one who eventually has the checkbook and has to write out the checks.
Hmm.
So they've got to set all this in a broader perspective. Now, we've got to get away from ideology and into pragmatism, because we've got to ask ourselves now, given what we know about what the lockdown has done to the South African economy, we've got to ask ourselves, how does this fit into the special or the sort of emergency budget, which is planned for the 24th of June? And no doubt later we'll talk about that again.
Yeah.
What is this budget being driven by? You've already mentioned them. We already know that we have an economic support package of half a billion rand, which has to be financed, which is essential, I might say, but which comes as a result of us wishing to offset all the negatives of the virus and the lockdown. We've got sharply falling tax revenues. And then finally, there's a huge deficit that has to be financed by escalating debt by the government for the next 2 or 3 years at least. So what this tells me is that, yes, we must debate what the future of South African Airways will be. Which of the options? I know there are three on the table. The one is liquidation, winding down, or creating a new structure. Yeah. We now know what numbers to put to the new structure. Those numbers have got to be fitted in to the new priorities of the budget. Is it health? Is it housing? Or is it SAA?
Mm.
I think that's where this has got to come together. Unfortunately, and I think this is unreasonable, but perhaps one must understand it, these proposals always come on an ad hoc basis, and you look at them separately. But you can't any longer, certainly, look at them separately.
Yeah.
You've got to say, once the consultation has taken place, and if there are more definitive proposals, eventually the tough decisions, the tough trade-offs have to be done on the 24th of June, and that is going to have to be part of the message that the Minister of Finance is going to have to project in building confidence in whatever fiscal strategy we will outline at the end of the month.
Let's turn our thoughts now to the broader economy and obviously the health issue as well. I recently heard the state of New York's governor, Andrew Cuomo. He said that shutting down the economy was pretty easy, but starting it up again was quite difficult. Do you agree with that sentiment? And how should we make that transition here in South Africa, especially now that we've moved to level 3 of the lockdown today?
Well, I did say in an article which was published in Business Day this morning, my opening lines were, it was actually a lot easier to clamp down. And I think we took the initiative. I think that was right at the outset.
Hmm.
But the more complicated is to say, how do you phase it out? That's a very complex process, and that's where you're more likely to make mistakes. I think what's important now, we've got to understand there are whirlpools on both sides, both on the health side and on the economic side. And we need to find the right balance. And the way we've got to do this now, we've got level 3. We must make it work. Remember, it is correct to say that a large part of what we want to now do successfully, not only on the health side, but also on the economic side, lies in our hands. That's what the president said. So that's very important. And so I think we need to make sure that we make a sufficient success of level 3 so that we can rapidly move to level 2 and level 1. So this has got to be seen as urgent work in progress, both on the health front and on the economic front. But in the meantime, it's going to be a very difficult period for everyone.
Yeah, no, it is. Well, we're going to leave it there, Professor. Always more to talk about, but not enough time. But we'll leave it there. That was Professor Raymond Parsons. He's from the Northwest University Business School.